If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
Happy Jason Tatum Day, guys. Welcome to another episode of Boxscore Breakdown. I'm your host, Tim Wilton, bringing you another banger sports ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. We got a solid, like, honestly, it was a very fun seven-game slate. This is the first time I've got a chance to, like, sit down and watch basketball in a while so I can talk about a lot of these games a little bit more in depth. Plenty to talk about. Jason Tatum's back. Some big performances. Oh, man. You know what? Let's not even waste any time and get straight to the action. First game of the day. Yeah, man. Look at that guy. If you're looking at the screen, you can see Jason Tatum on the screen. If you listen to the podcast, of course, it's Jason Tatum. The Boston Celtics absolutely cook the Dallas Mavericks 120-100. Of course, we'll get to him. Don't worry about it. We'll get to him. We'll go ahead and check on the Dallas Mavericks first and see what happened over here. Coop had a little bit of injury scare, a little bit, but he played 30 minutes and it was on a back-to-back. So I think he's good to go. Shooting still arrived, but 16-8-6 with a steal. It's there. All it needs is hit like a triple or two, maybe give you a block, and we are back in business. Just have some patience with the man. I talked about Najee Marshall in today's Fantasy NBA Today show. If you get a chance to check that out, that was with the legend Dr. A. We talked a little about Najee being kind of in the drop zone. 25 minutes again, guys. It is not trending in the right direction. And the only thing now is that they don't have a back-to-back. So it's definitely not trending in the right direction. 13 points and 3 assists on 6-12 shooting with a triple. I'd give it a couple games, but look, Chris Middleton played the back-to-back. I didn't expect that. 7-5-3 for Middleton, 2-8 shooting from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. That's not his best game. But 24 minutes is honestly more than I thought he'd ever play. I thought it was going to be zero. So if that's happening and then he's playing 30 minutes in the game where it's not a back-to-back, that's not looking good for Najee long-term. PJ Washington sucked. 5 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. He gave you a block and a triple, but 2 of 9 shooting. Ew. They do have a pretty solid schedule for the playoffs. I think they have 3 games next week, but they have 4 after that. I understand if you want to kind of get off PJ Washington for next week. Yeah, sure. But at least keep him for Sunday's game since you already have him on your roster. Don't waste another ad. Max Christie had 12-4-2. He's more of a 14-team league guy. I love the 4 triples, 4-9 shooting from the field. Dwight Powell didn't do really much at all. There was no Daniel Gafford. There was no Marvin Bagley. And he gave you 2 points, 5 rebounds, and a block in 15 minutes. I mean, these guys got cooked, man. So what am I really saying? Klay Thompson still on? The heater continues? What is this? 19 points and an assist. That's it. But he did give you 5 triples with 7-13 from the field. Wow. Okay. Okay, Unk. I see you. And he played the back-to-back. That's even more impressive. You had 11 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists from Brandon Williams. Coop's back, so Brandon Williams turns into a pumpkin. Not much you could do there. That's about it, man. These guys did absolutely nothing. Yeah, we'll get to it. We're as well. Let's not waste the time. Jason Tatum returned. Did not have a minutes restriction, although he didn't need to play more than 27 minutes. 15 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal. 3 triples. The shooting will get there. Do not worry. 6 of 16 from the field. What is so good is that he took 16 shots in his return. He almost got a triple-double. He was very close. And he wasn't moving that bad. I just wanted to make sure I got a chance to see how he was moving on the court. You're probably going to see a little bit less drives from him leading up to the playoffs and stuff like that. He'll probably readjust fully next year. And that's why you see he didn't take any free throws. Maybe he can get that back into his game. The good thing is the Celtics don't have a back-to-back until March 29th. Just let them ride. Good stuff, Tatum. Good to see you back. That looks strong. The shooting will get there. I think he'll be able to eclipse a couple 20-point games very, very soon. Let's go ahead and check on the rest of these guys. Oh, dude, I'm talking about all the good stuff. Dude, Nikola Vucevic is cooked. I'm sorry. Look, he is out for a month. Finger fracture, if you guys do not know. Drop him. Don't stuff him in your IL. I want to win this man the championship. He got me this far. Stop. It's a waste of IL spot. Go ahead and drop him, especially if you're in your fantasy playoffs. Even if they're next week, he's not getting back in time. You do a month approximately to the day. What is the day? I'm looking at my calendar. The 6th? You're talking about April 6th? You know that's the last week of the season? It's that going into the last week of the season. No, I'm right. Actually, that's the last week of the season. That's the beginning of the week, and the season ends on the 13th. Dropping. Don't waste your time. That means the Manus Keita, dude, he's a full go. He only got 25 minutes. Like I said, these guys were cooking him, basically. 16 points, 15 rebounds, is still in the box. Yeah, man. Keita won the war. Crazy enough. We're checking the rest of these dudes. Jaylen Brown, he took 17 shots, while Jason Tatum took 16. He still got a chance to do a lot, man. 24-7-7 with 2 steals, 2 triples, 53 from the field, 4-6 from the free throw line. A little rough, but that's good. I still want to see how it looks more in competitive games, the usage split, because, dude, Jaylen Brown was running like 40% usage. That's unheard of. I think that's going to drop down, but maybe Jaylen Brown does be the number one option leading up into the playoffs. I mean, he's got this far, man, you know? Derek White, 24-4, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 2 triples. Beautiful. Great shooting. Oh, man. I wonder if he's going to get a lot of easier shots, because now I got to worry about Tatum, and then Derek Weiss is going to start clicking from deep. That's good. That's really good. Peyton Pritchard, better game. Thank God. 18-7-6 with 2 blocks, 2 triples, 8-17 for the field. Nice. Love that too. This team's going to be scary, man. I mean, we saw what it looks like when they're a well-oiled machine. The Mays Kate is doing his job too as a good rim protector. It'd be crazy. To be fair though, all these dudes, Baylor Shireman, Hugo Gonzalez, yeah, it's about done for them. 20 minutes for Baylor Shireman, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Sorry, unless you're in super deep leagues, he's a drop. Hugo Gonzalez, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 triples. Unless you're in super deep leagues, he's a drop. Jordan Walsh didn't even play. You got to consider Jordan Walsh being the equation. Jason Tatum's back, man. It's his role to take. He's pretty much the franchise player, so. GG's to all those dudes. They are going to be done for, and we are back to rolling with the real Celtics team. Good stuff from these guys. Next game of the day. Oh, this is exciting. Dude, I got a chance to watch towards the end of this. Oh, this is peak basketball, man. If you ever get a chance to watch a basketball game, I'm assuming most of you are, you got to go watch a Charlotte Hornets game. They're just so fun to watch. Unfortunately, they did lose this one. Miami Heat wins it 128-120. This game had a lot of implications. They were right there next to each other in the play-in. Miami had to gut this one out, and they did. They did. We'll go ahead and check on the Charlotte Hornets. These dudes are a fun bunch to watch. Con Knipple, 27 points, 2 rebounds, 4 dimes, 6 triples. He might be rookie of the year. Unless that's the only reason why I think Cooper Flagg ended up sticking it out. Because Cooper wants that rookie of the year. But, ooh, man, it's close. I think it might be Con. Miles Bridges, by the way, just so you know, he did not close the contest. He's not shooting that well, but his usage is way down. He did not close. They decided to choose Grant Williams to close the contest over him. And Grant Williams looked really nice out there. 12 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals for Miles Bridges. 5-13 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. It is not looking good. I promise I will not be biased and lie to you guys. If you have Miles Bridges, yes, I will be panicking. And if you're getting production like this, I'll also be honest. If you need to stream a slot and he looks like your worst player right now, time to make a tough call. It's time to make a tough call. We'll check in the rest of the starters. 6 points and 14 rebounds for good old Musa Diabate. Just a rebound monster. Is he the new Dennis Rodman? Is he? He's taller than Dennis Rodman, though. But geez. 1 assist, 2 blocks. 3-6 from the field. This needs to be on rosters. Brandon Miller, beautiful game. 22-13-5, 2 steals, 1 blocks, 3 triples. Whoa. 7-12 from the field, 5-5 from the free throw line. Yes, sir. Dude, we're going to be drafting him. You might quote me on this, dude. I think we're drafting him in the 30s next year. I'm so serious. third round going right into the beginning of the fourth on a turn. It might be before that. It might be like mid third round. I could see it happening. LaMelo Ball, 21-2-5 with the steal, 5 triples. Rough shooting, but pretty solid game. Like the scoring here, he hit both his free throws. Like I said, Grant Williams, someone you want to watch for in deeper leagues. He's only getting 18 minutes, but he's pretty solid per minute. 12-6-4 with 3 triples, 4-8 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. Nice there from good old Grant Williams. Coby White, this is my favorite Coby White, 13-5-3 with a triple, 4-11 from the field, 4-5 from the free throw line. He only got 17 minutes. I said he'd be about 15-5-5. This is not that far off. That's just him making one more shot and maybe getting 2 more assists. It has its uses, but if he's your worst player, you guys know what to do, of course. We're in playoffs. We have to think logically here. You had 2 points and 4 blocks from good old Ryan Krogbrenner, and he also gave you 3 rebounds. More of a block guy if you need the blocks, because we know that Musa does have that role. We'll go ahead and check on what happened over in the Miami Heat. There's a bunch of guys out. They didn't have Andrew Wiggins. Of course, you know, Norm Powell's out. Simone Fontecchio didn't play. Nikola Jovic didn't play. They was off the back-to-back, so they had a little bit of a smaller roster. But these dudes, man, they went crazy. Paul Larson had 11-4-2. He's there. He's the role player, and he does what he needs to do. Myron Gardner started. 6-5-2 for him with a triple. 2-4 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line, 16 minutes. You don't have to worry about that. Super deep league. Bam Adebayo, nice game. 24-12-4. Still on the block. Rough shooting, but at least he was good at the free throw line, 4-5 there. Tyler Hero, masterclass. Dude, he was super close to getting a triple-double. 33-9-9. 1 steal. 8 triples? What? 11-20 from the field. 3-3 from the free throw line. That is a game-changer game to have on the Friday in your matchup. Holy moly, that is huge. Davion Mitchell had 13-2-7, 3 triples. That's nice for him. 5-9 from the field. I like that. That's a good game for him. That you take those if you had him for the back-to-back. We had to check on Kelo Ware. And it wasn't last game. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. We didn't get 12 defenses that this time. But we did get 10 points, 4 rebounds, a steal, and 4 blocks. I don't think we complain about that. You don't want to know why? He played 30 minutes. Now, of course, we want to see what happens when we get like Norm Powell and stuff back. But they are starting to trust Kelo, man. Finally, Spo, this is all we wanted. 1 triple, 4 of 8 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. I love it. Make sure, I'm pretty sure he's not on waiver wires right now. But you can start him. Like, start him with confidence. Jaime Jaquez, Roland, of course, dude, he's going to thrive whenever he gets extra usage. 21-2-4, 4 triples, 8-13 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. Good stuff from him. And we'll just check on the rookie, Kaspers Jakučonis, has 6 points, 2 assists, and a triple on rough shooting. He only got 12 minutes, and he is just more so learning the game for the future. By the way, if you ever need steals, you guys look towards Drew Smith. He had 4 steals in 17 minutes. Good stuff. That was an exciting game. Oh, my God, I can't wait to see what happens when the Hornets make the playoffs, because they're making the playoffs. I absolutely believe they are. Next game of the day, Houston had a big chip on his shoulder after last night. So they won 106-99 over the Portland Trailblazers. We'll go ahead and check on the Trailblazers to see what happened over here. Jeremy Grant is rolling. They're like teasing Denny Avdija, but dude, I don't know, man. His back might be cooked more than I thought it was. 21-2-2 with 2 steals and 2 triples from Jeremy Grant, 6-14 from the field, 7-9 from the free throw line. Just needs to be rostered right now. Tumani Kamara, this is what we wanted, man. We don't ask for much in life, but this is, yes, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 steals. Are we there? Chat, are we there? I hope. 4 triples, 5-13 from the field, 2-4 from the free throw line. I don't even care about the free throws at this point. I don't even care about the bad shooting. You gave me 6 steals on a Friday? That's all I need. That's all I need. Donovan England. Is that his new name? No, Donovan Klingon, he did not get ejected. He only had 25 minutes, though. Foul trouble here, it looks like. But he did hit 18-13 with a block. Nice. A triple, 50% from the field. Not good free throws. 7-11. Ooh, that's high volume and sucks. But good to have him back. Jrue Holiday's on an absolute heater. 20 points, 4 rebounds, 10 dimes. A steal. He gave you, what, like 11 in the last one? They gave you 10 in this one? Jesus. 2 triples. 44% from the field on 18 shots and 2-4 from the free throw line. Just rolling. I love it when the Unks are hooping. I said in today's show for the Fantasy NBA Today show that I think you can let go of Scoot, and I stand by that because he gave you 4 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists on 11% from the field. I will pass. Robert Williams, if you ever just need some big man stats in bunches in like 18 minutes, he's your guy. 8 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals in the block. Nice. I'll take that. Just ignore the 0-4 from the free throw line. That didn't happen. You never saw that. That's rough. And that's about it. You had like 7 points from Blake Wesley, which I don't care about. And you have 5 points and 4 steals from the original steal streamer, Matisse Thybulle. Houston Rockets. Okay. Yeah, man. They needed to win this game bad. Dude, Reece Shepard's been an absolute heater. He didn't shoot that well in this one, but it's hard to complain. 17 points, 3 rebounds, 6 dimes, 1 steal, 3 blocks. Bro, he just gets defensive stats. For him to be 6'2", he gets defensive stats like he's a 7-foot center. 3 triples, 5 of 14 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. Wow. It's impressive, man. Amen Thompson. Yes, this is what you want. 26, 7-7, 2 steals and a block. 92%, bro, Derrick Lewis says 92% from the field. 11-12 and 4-6 from the free throw line. I don't even care that you missed 2 free throws. That is a huge game. Huge game. Alperen Sengun, 28-6-2 with the block. This is better. I want to see more assists from him. I just feel like he hasn't been the same since earlier in the year. And it sucks because we want the best for these players. But hopefully you can figure it out. He gave you 1 triple, 11-15 from the field, 5-8 from the free throw line. Kevin Durant, 28-5 with the block. He didn't have to do as much today. He did take 18 shots. Not his best accuracy, 44%. But he did give you 4-4 from the free throw line. Tari Eason had 5-5 with 2 steals and 2 blocks. In his 25 minutes. And that's better than what he had been doing, to be completely honest with you. Not much from the guys on the bench. 5 points and 5 rebounds, Dorian Finney-Smith with a steal. You had 2 points and 6 rebounds from Clint Capella. Just a bunch of nonsense. The main guys cooked, and that is what mattered most. We're going to move right along. Oh, this is not a fun game to talk about. It is massively barbecue chicken. 142 for the New York Knicks over the Denver Nuggets. But, dude, we just go ahead and get straight to it. If you don't know, you're hearing it here first. Jamal Murray cooked his ankle. Yes. OG Anunoby threw a shoulder into him. He stumbled back. Jokic just didn't move. He didn't. He just stood there. He steps on Jokic's foot. Unknowingly, he's backpedaling. So you can see Jamal Murray backpedaling. And then yink. It did like a little turn. Of the left ankle. He was questionable return. No, he was not going to return. This game was getting out of hand. I'll give you the positive outlook and a negative outlook. Here we go. The Nuggets don't play again until Monday. 2 days of rest, extra. It's not bad. They're done for the week. No more Jokic, no more anybody. That helps. He can heal up. The negative is, it could be a week regardless. Even though it could be a week regardless. I mean, hopefully it's not more than that and it's not like a grade 2 or something. Murray, that would leave at least 2 games for Murray next week. You can just kind of stream that slot until Murray gets there and then you just roll Murray the rest of the way. So that's the positive outlook. Negative outlook, it could be worse. And you don't have him for 2-3 weeks. And you just have to prepare. There's not much you can do about it. Sucks to see that. I know Jamal Murray wants to play. This team absolutely needs him. They look like crap. With just Jokic, it looked bad. It looked absolutely awful. This team absolutely needs him, and they're fighting for seeding, man. It's not like it's a cakewalk for them. So we just hope that Murray gets a good diagnosis and heals up quickly. He finished with 12 points, 3 assists on the block, 50% from the field. Weird free throw night, 1 of 3. That is not Murray-esque, but we can forgive him, and we just hope to see him soon. Jokic had 38, 8-5 with 2 steals, 1 triple, a huge line, 67% from the field, 90% from the free throw line. Cool. Good. He's going to be cooking, man. I mean, he's going to have to do more now. Good thing, though, we did get Aaron Gordon back. This is a terrible shooting performance. 3-3-3. Yes, literally his line. 1-7 from the field? Ew. This is more of a ramp-up thing, and it's going to be a slow ramp-up because dude keeps pinging his calf. I don't know if you need to bother with it in 12-team leagues or something, unless you can sit on your playoffs like way, way far in advance. Cam Johnson at 10-3-5 with a steal, 1 triple, 4-7 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. He only played 21 minutes. All these guys are getting cooked. He had a minute limit too because he's coming back from injury. I'm not the biggest Cam Johnson guy, but like maybe he has to do more and they rely on him. It'll be interesting to see what Christian Brown does. 7-4-5, and this one is terrible, but like I said, these guys need to do more. For a deeper leagues, you might be able to look at Julian Strother. He was absolutely crapping this one, 2 points and 2 rebounds, but he may have to do more. Maybe they start circling in Jalen Pickett and Tyus Jones for point guards. Tyus Jones had 3 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist. Ew. Jalen Pickett had an assist. That's it. He just got an assist. It's going to be rough. Or they may just decide to lean on Bruce Brown, who had 7 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals on perfection from the field in his 22 minutes. I would just keep an eye on it. Like I said, we have a little bit of time in our favor. It's not usually like this. You know, usually they play like the day after. But they have a 2-game break. They don't play till Monday. Maybe he feels good by then. That's all we can hope at this point in time. New York Knicks, they just steamrolled these guys. OG Anunoby, giant night. This is massive. Like I said, these type of games, like the game that you get from like Brandon Miller or the game you got from Tyler Hero or the game you got from Jokic, the game you get from OG Anunoby, these games are game changers on Friday nights. 34 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, 1 block, 6 triples. Yo, 11-17 from the field, 66 from the free throw line. That is absolutely absurd. Way to step it up. That is huge. Love that. Karl-Anthony Towns at 17-13-2 with the steal. Love it. The field goal is, dude, that was the only thing I wanted. The field goal is here. He's looking very pristine, like a top 20 player now, and I love that. There's 2 or 3 from the free throw line. Not his best there. Josh Hart, lower minutes still, but like, I mean, to be fair, he didn't need to play much. 18-5-2 with 2 triples. They got a good playoff schedule. You just hold him. Mikal Bridges, 9-2-4 with 3 blocks. I love the 3 blocks. That's dope. But we know if OG pops off, that means Mikal's probably not. And you talk about a putrid shooting night from Jalen Brunson of all people. 9 points, 3 rebounds. But he said, I got 15 dimes for you, which is kind of nice. 1 steal, 1 triple, just 23% from the field. I hope that didn't hit your field goal that hard. That is still solid that he gave you 15 dimes. You had 13 points and 5 rebounds from Mitch Robb. High field goal, of course. And not bad. Dude, 1 of 2 from the free throw line is like good for him. 10 points from Landry Shamet. And that's about it. Oh, 11 points from Pacome Dettier. That is garbage time stuff. He just got hot in garbage time and started cooking him. That's pretty sad. We'll just keep an eye on Jamal Murray. That's the biggest thing here. And the Knicks are just going to be fighting away. They have one of the best playoff schedules, 4-4-4 over the next couple of weeks. So just enjoy it. Enjoy it. The New Orleans Pelicans lose to the Phoenix Suns. That actually was pretty close. And then there was some fouling back and forth, blah, blah, blah. But they lose 118-116. Suns get the dub in Phoenix. We'll go ahead and check on the Pelicans. We had DeJounte Murray return to the lineup, 29-48. He almost played 30 minutes, guys. Wow. And you know what's even better? They have a 2-game week next week. That's good for him as far as not good for fantasy, but that's good for him and him healing up. 15 points, 8 rebounds, 5 dimes, 2 steals, 1 triple, 38% from the field, 4-5 from the free throw line. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. I would hold him at this point if you got him. Trey Murphy, nice, 22, 2-4, 2 steals in the block. I love that. 4 triples, not his best shooting night, 6 of 17 from the field, 35% is what I meant to say. But 6-7 from the free throw line is solid. Love this from Herb Jones. I said they're running him at center. I want to see what he can do. And this is good. 14, 2-4, 2 steals on the block. Cool. Nice. 2 triples, 6-11 from the field. That's interesting. If he can kind of keep up that production, I just don't trust him to shoot that well. But if he can kind of keep that up, dude, you might want to grab him. Not next week because he only got 2 games, but if you can, the week after that, they have 4. And having Herb Jones there might be interesting. 19 points and 10 dimes for, I'm sorry, 10 rebounds from Zion. 3 assists. Oh, weird. 6-13 from the field. That's like not Zion-esque. But he did give you 7-9 from the free throw line. Sadiq Bey, 19-6 with a steal on the block. I like the steal on the block. One triple. 5-12 from the field. 8-8 from the free throw line. Good free throw shooting. I love that. But the usage came down. Yep. We knew it would. Sorry, brother. You're not able to jack up 19 shots anymore. Not anymore. He probably should still be rostered because he's still like, I mean, he's still getting a bunch of minutes, man. They just kind of got him in the rotation. So you enjoy it. I'm so sorry for all the people that roster, like, did he even play? Oh, Derek Queen did play. I was gonna say, oh my God. Derek Queen only got 12 minutes, 4 points, a rebound, and assist. Dude, this is ugly. Jeremiah Fears, their other lottery rookie, 8 points and an assist. I have no clue. You got more out of Eve Missy than you got out of Derek Queen. 4 points and 8 rebounds. And he played more. He played 16 minutes. Who knows, man? I guess I am not a GM for a reason. Phoenix Suns, we'll go ahead and check on these guys. Finally, Jalen Green had a solid game. 25 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 triples. 8-17 from the field, 6-7 from the free throw line. Thank you. That's all we wanted. It's good they play a 3-game week next week. And then, yes, the Suns had that glorious 5-game week in 2 weeks. I mean, you want to have these dudes on your roster. One of them. Royce O'Neal had 11-6-3 with 3 triples. He's like a poor man's Tobias Harris now. I mean, for the 5-game week, sure, I understand, but I don't think you need it regularly. OC Godaro needs to be on rosters, man. We know Mark Williams is cooked, and honestly, dude, he might be cooked all the way up until the playoffs. Just, you know, just the rest. 13-6 with an assist, steal, and a block. 72% from the field, 3-5 from the free throw line. Free throws are going to be rough. He's a center. But high field goals, he falls in the defensive stats. And honestly, he gets more assists than that. He usually averages around 3-4. So needs to be on rosters. Devin Booker, nice game. Love this. 32-4-4, 2 steals, 5 triples, 10-21 from the field, 7-8 from the free throw line. That's a banger. That's a good game. These game changers on a Friday. Love this. 12-6-6 with a steal from Colin Gillespie. Solid, man. He's just kind of cruising. The minutes were high. He gave you 4 triples. It's good. Grayson Allen, he had a little bit of a rough shot at the beginning of the game, and then he said, yeah, I got this. 12 points, 2 rebounds, 8 dimes, and 4 steals. Yeah, man. He just, like, does stuff, and it's like, Grayson, thank you. Thank you for changing my life. 2 triples, 40% from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Nice, good stuff there. He has 6 points and 5 rebounds for Rashear Fleming, who's kind of filling in along with Kamal Malwatch, and we said to keep an eye on him. I'm not going to skip over this. 4 points and 4 rebounds with 5 blocks? Oh. Okay, well, Malwatch, I like that. I was wondering if Ricky was going to get more run. That's not bad. It's like I said, it's hard to justify during a 3-game week unless you're like absolutely voided of blocks. But that 5-game week? Interesting. Good stuff there. These guys they're going to be fighting too, man. Like, they're going to be fighting. So expect these dudes to be absolute plays for the rest of the year. All right. Before we do get into the last 2 games, this is going pretty fast, man. I'm already done. If you are watching on the Fantasy NBA Today feed with Legends Doc and Brew, and you love to see over here at the Box Score Breakdown side with me and homie William is Bill, make sure you follow and like all his stuff too, because dude, he's awesome. Please like and subscribe wherever you're seeing this, Twitter, YouTube. We're not on Facebook, are we? Maybe. I never thought about that. Apple, Spotify, the Sports Ethos page, wherever it is, make sure you like, subscribe, give us a follow so you can always hang out with us Monday through Friday right after the games to get all the news, the trends, what's happening, and so you can win your fantasy playoffs, because I want to see some victories out of you guys. Of course, I'm a nice guy. We'll go ahead and finish the rest of these games. We only got 2 more, man. This is flying. This is a banger game, too. What? They were 25 down, dude. The Spurs are nasty. One, they're a very fun team to watch. That was a very fun game to watch. But they were down 25. Like, it did not look close. And then out of nowhere, they started making some plays, you know, get some stops. Julian Champagne got hot. Boom. Tied. 116-112. The Spurs win it over the Clippers. Wow. What a game. We'll talk about the Clippers side, dude. Oh, we wanted to see what happened with the center battle. What happened? 34 minutes for Brook Lopez. Guys, you're not going to get this every game. Don't think like, oh my God, Brook Lopez was league winner. Oh my God, what's happening? No, it's not going to be this good. But this is strong. 26.6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 4 steals. What, Brook? 4 of 8 from deep. Yeah, that's 4 triples. And 11-19 from the field. Whoa. Yes, I always be that good. But I think we can say that Brook's probably number one option as far as the centers go. So if you are looking to grab one, if it's not too late, you go grab Brook. They have a 4-4-4 schedule. Well, not including this week. But the next 2 weeks, they have 4 games in both those weeks. I'm going to keep it up. I'm going to see what they have after that. We're going to give it a look in a second. Basketball. If you ever need a quick check, you can do the schedule grid on Basketball Monster or Sports Ethos. 1 second. The Clippers have. They have that week two? Yeah, man. They have a 4-4-4-4. Like the next 4 weeks. Oh, my God. Yo. Yeah, you might want to grab some of these guys. Derrick Jones Jr., 12 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, 2 triples, 4 of 12 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Good stuff there from him. He's not shooting his best. I would want better shooting out of him, but he's doing what he usually does. This gets you just enough. I didn't get a chance to talk about Isaiah Jackson. He had 5 points, 5 rebounds, an assist and a steal. 100% from the field. He only took 2 shots, though. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. That is the deepest of deep leagues. Yeah, he's a deep league play. And if you just needed to, like, fill the gap because of the back-to-back, I totally understand, too. But he's a deep league play. It'll be interesting to see if they kind of tone down on Brook during back-to-backs. That might be something you want to consider. But I would definitely lean toward Brook Lopez if you had to pick between the two. We'll talk about the rest of these guys. Oh, Kawhi, of course, 39-3 with 3 steals, 1 triple, 50 from the field, 90 from the free throw line. It's Kawhi, dude. What else am I going to say? Banger game, though. Game-changing game to have on a Friday. 10 points, 4 rebounds, an assist, and 2 steals from good old Kobe Sanders. He's getting about 27 minutes, and he looks solid. 2 triples, 4-7 from the field. The biggest thing is we have to think about is that we don't have Darius Garland. He got set first leg of the back-to-back. He plays tomorrow, and that is going to hurt guys like Kobe Sanders, Jordan Miller, and all that. Jordan Miller had 11-2-6 with a steal. I love that. 1 triple, 4-6 from the free throw line. I mean, 4-6 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. He's good to consider if you need this 4-4-4 schedule and you just want to have dudes there. Yeah, Jordan Miller's one of them too. Benedict Mathurin had 8-3 with a block and turned into a pumpkin. If he does not shoot well, he looks like crap. And he didn't shoot well from the free throw line either. 3-12 from the field, 2-4 from the free throw line. Ugly. I know. You're like, oh my God, this dude is inconsistent. I get it. I think you should roster because of the great playoff schedule. And when those games, the good ones happen, you're going to be happy. You just got to be a little patient. Chris Dunn is good, like, streamer to have during this time period, too, because he kind of just does the little things. No steals in this one, which is a little weird. But did he give you 4-7-5 on 40% from the field? And that is okay because they do play again tomorrow and he will play. Let's go ahead and check on the Spurs. I talked about Julian Champagne getting hot, and yeah, he got hot all right. 20 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, 5 triples, 60% from the field. He started the rally, man. 3-5 from the free throw line, not his best there, but that's good, dude. And they had a back-to-back, so you had trained for the back-to-back. They do play again Sunday. I think their schedule is 4-3-4, including the 4 from this week. And then they have 3-4 in the next weeks coming up. If you want to grab them in them 4-game weeks, I understand. And he also just sometimes he just gets hot from 3 and you can use that. Devin Vassell took a little bit of a backseat in this one. 11-4-3 with a steal, 2 triples, 31% from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. Victor Wembanyama, look at him, man. Look at him go. 27-10 with an assist, a steal, and 4 blocks, 4 triples. 52% from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. In 21 minutes. He did that in 21 minutes. Wow. Dude, I just want to see him stay healthy for his career. That's all I ask. De'Aaron Fox is on a heater. I don't want to say it's a heater because that makes it sound like De'Aaron Fox sucks because he doesn't. De'Aaron Fox is very good. De'Aaron Fox just takes the back seat most of the time because, you know, the young guns are out here rolling. But De'Aaron Fox had 19-2 with 9 dimes and a steal, 1 triple, 50% from the field. He's starting to do a lot more. And I don't know if they're doing that because the playoffs are around the corner, which is interesting. But he's starting to do a lot more. And that's causing everyone else to kind of take a backseat. That's why Vassell's taking a little bit more backseat. And Stephon Castle, too, dude. What is this? I love the fact that he got 8 rebounds and 8 dimes, but 6 points? 1 triple, 1 of 2 from the field. Yes, I know everyone's like, oh, but Stephon Castle's the future. I'm not like the hugest Stephon Castle fan myself, but I think you guys forget who De'Aaron Fox is. I think they're going to utilize him a lot more when playoffs come. Stephon Castle's going to get his, but it's a good time to start getting Fox ramped up. This is a solid game from Luke Kornet. 10.7 rebounds, 2 assists on a block. Wow, okay, 24 minutes. He'd be getting lower than that, and then maybe more so the back-to-back to preserve Wimby. But that's solid. That's solid. Dylan Harper, 8, 2, and 4, was still on the block. He only got 20 minutes. See? Kelvin Johnson, 10.6 rebounds. That is some deeper league stuff at best. And you have 5 points, 2 steals, and a block from Carter Bryant. He looked good, man. Defensively, ooh, he's going to be the defender of the future. Is he the next Bruce Bowen? Maybe. Maybe. I'm excited, man. I want to see how this team does in the playoff. I think they can make it out of the West, truly. Last game of the day. This is just barbecue chicken. I mean, what do we expect? 128 for the Lakers over the Indiana Pacers, 117. With the main guys back, Nesmith, Nimhard, and Pascal, it's putting a damper on a lot of these, like, streamer guys that we want to have on our roster, including Jairus Walker, who is starting. We'll start with Pascal. 26 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. At least he's there. 10 to 20 from the field, 6 to 9 from the free throw line. Just kind of sucks. Yep. This kind of sucks. He's there, and it's good for fantasy managers that do roster him. But all these silly season guys, they're just going to have to wait their turn. Aaron Nesmith had 7 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 2 blocks. I don't think you're okay on not rostering him. I think more so, they do have a 3-4-4. This is their 3-game week, but they have a 4-4 coming up. Sure. What if Nesmith Smith, like, I'm sorry, what if Nesmith sits? I don't think he needs a roster. 17 points, 8 dimes, and a steal with a triple from Andrew Nimhard. That's solid. 50% from the field, 2 from the free throw line. I like that. Yeah, I'd probably roster Nesmith still. Jay Huff, still balling. 16.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Ooh, cool. 2 triples. He got 13 shots. He played 33 minutes. He even played during garbage time. Yeah, I think you want him over Michael Potter. Michael Potter only had 8.6 rebounds and 3 assists. Like I said, there's no silly season stuff going on. So Michael Potter's taking the back seat. It's hard to roster him. They do got 4 games coming up next week. But, like, I mean, you're kind of waiting. It's like a plug and play. So unless you have the ability to kind of hold, you have, like, a deeper bench. I don't think you need to roster Micah Potter. Jairus Walker, we had talked about him. He's in the starting lineup. He only got 26 minutes. I would be more inclined to hold Jairus Walker because of upside than like a Micah Potter. Even over Nesmith. Like, what? Just because I think Jairus Walker, the upside is good, and they do have a good schedule coming up. 10 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. 1 triple, 4 of 9 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He's got to be a little patient here with that one. I think that one is a good gold mine if you already have him on your roster. 10 points and 4 assists with 2 steals from TJ McConnell. We know that's what he does. He's just kind of there, man. It's good to see him just on the court. 5 points, 4 assists, and 3 steals from Ben Shepherd. Still a season winner. They're not even playing Cam Jones. They're not even playing him because the main dudes are there. This is rough. 8 points and 2 assists from Quinn Jackson. 17 minutes from him. They're not playing him as much because the main guys are there. We're just patiently waiting at this point. The Lakers. Yeah, man. One last game-changing game. Big one, dude. 44-9-5 with 3 steals and 2 blocks and 7 dribbles. Dude, on crazy percentages. 56 from the field and 90% from the free throw line from Luka Doncic. Huge. This is a masterclass. Absolutely carried. Smoked these guys and then left. Good stuff. Austin Reeves, he shot better towards the end of the game, but dude, I don't know, man. He's a shell of his former self. That calf injury might have really did a number on him. 19 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 triple, 6 of 14 from the field, 6 of 7 from the free throw line. I mean, you hold, of course. But, yeah, man, it's a little rough. I know that DeAndre Ayton's out and people look towards Jackson Hayes. I just don't think Jackson Hayes is all that good. He just has, like, the energy that's needed to be a center in the motor, but, like, it's Jackson Hayes. 9 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. You can roster it, but, like, if it's Brook Lopez on the wire next to Jackson Hayes, I think we know who we're taking. Rui Hachimura, 13 points and 3 rebounds with an assist in his 23 minutes. He shot hot. gave you two triples. It's just a Rui Hachimura experience. 11-3-3 with three triples from Marcus Smart. 4-6 from the field with his shooting. You won him for steals, but he didn't even get those. Luke Kennard. Oh, Luke Kennard got a little hot today. 15 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 triples, 6-9 from the field. Good stuff from him. And then you have a bunch of people that got garbage time minutes. Like 8 points and 2 rebounds for Jake LaRavia. He's using the rotation. Drew Timmy, if he can get like hot for with his shot, that'd be interesting for deeper leagues. 4 points and 2 rebounds in 22 minutes. Bronny James got the court. He did absolutely nothing in his 5 minutes. And that's about it. We're waiting on LeBron. I don't know if it's that bad. They do play against Sunday. I think we might see him. I don't know what's going on with Aiden. I have no clue. Does he even like basketball? That's a whole different story. Like, who knows? Usually on Friday, I check to see if we have any questions in the chat. Matt said, would I rather have Lopez, Jang, Beef Stew, or Horford? 9 cat. I need 3 points, assists, and blocks. Oh, yeah, dude. I'm taking Lopez. The thing about Jang that is interesting, because I'll be real, and I don't know if you guys are like paying attention to the standings that much, but the Bucks are cooked. The Bucks aren't catching the plan. I hope you know that, which does have implications on people like KPJ, who's already having his knee swelling. I hope it doesn't have implications on Rollins, but it might. Definitely Giannis. They're 5 games behind the Hawks, and the Hawks aren't losing that spot. I'm pretty confident. Also, like, the Bucks are just bad. So Jang's would be more of a, I think Jang is more of a stash if that's what you're looking to do. If you need right now production, which we went over that playoff schedule, 4-4-4-4, dude, I think I would choose Lopez. I love what Horford does, but Horford's going to sit back-to-backs because they have back-to-backs, and you have to consider that. And Beef Stew, I'm not that big on him. I think he had that explosion game and everyone got hyped because of it, but also Jalen Duren was in foul trouble. And CSU said, everyone balled out tonight. Yeah, man, it's a beautiful day of basketball. Or, madam, I apologize. I shouldn't just do random gingers like that. That's it. I don't see any more questions. Guys, that was a fun Friday. If you're in the playoffs, hope you guys are locking in, man. 2 more days to get past your first round. If you have a bye, that's great. That's cool. If you're getting ready for the playoffs, I hope you get the right seating. Attack these streaming schedules. Make sure to check out the Sports Ethos page. We have the schedule grid. We have the streaming options. Make sure you tackle back-to-backs, you know, work the waiver wire. Let's get some W's. I wish the best for you guys. Thank you for watching the Box Score Breakdown. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, bringing you another Banger Sports Ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. I will see you guys on Tuesday of next week, and I hope you guys get some good news and some W's over the weekend. Cheers.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.